A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainis Chaf Gimel, Tainis 23a, pagination page 45. We encountered the story of Choni Hamagol, Choni the circle maker, during the Mishnah, Tainis Yotes 19a. And now we're going to do Mirza Hashem, part 2 of Choni's story, and perhaps also part 3. So let's begin over here, Tainis Chaf Gimel, on the third of the widest lines, which begins, Yardu Kitikunan. The rain started coming down normally. You'll remember the story that there was a drought, and they asked Choni to daven. He's Kiben Bayis, very close with Hashem. He stood in middle of a circle that he made, and he said, I'm not leaving this circle until it rains. It started drizzling, and he said, that's not what I need. I need water that can sustain the population. The water started coming down very strongly in fury. Bizaaf is the word. And Choni again objected. He said, this is La'abed Ha'olam. This would be destroying the world. I wanted Gishmei Ratzon Bracha Unedava, proper rain. And now the Gemara tells us, Yordu Kitikunan, the water started coming down properly. Until the people had to go to a higher location because there was so much rain. And they asked him, Rebbe, Kishem she'ispalalto she'yerdu kach ispalul v'yelchu lohem. Now you should daven to get rid of the rain. It's too much. Omar lohem, and this is where we left off in the Mishnah, that we're going to need a solution. There's too much rain. But Choni said you can't use the conventional solution of simply davening, because kach mikublani, this is my tradition, she'ein mispallim al rov tova, rain is a good thing. You can't daven that you have too much good. You have to have some sort of creative solution. Afal pike, nevertheless, I hear your problem. It really is. It's too much. Heviu lo parho da'a, bring me an animal as a korban of thanks. Heviu lo parho da'a, so they brought him such an animal. And samach shtayodav Allah ve'omar. And this is the prayer that he recited. Ribono shel olam, master of the universe. Amcha Yisrael she'otzeisa mimitzrayim. Your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, einam yecholim lo berov tova v'lo berov peranus. They can't handle too much good, and they can't handle too much bad. We're a nation that has to be stable. We got to be right at the right spot. Kiasta haleim, when you get angry with them, so one might think that would be good. Hey, a little screaming, it straightens them out. Einan yucholim lamo, they can't handle it. Hishpata haleim tova, you give them too much good. So again, you'd think is a good thing, more good, more good. Einan yucholim lamod, they can't handle it. Yihiratzom lefanecha, may it be your will, sheyifseku hagishamim v'yerevach ba'olam. The rain should stop, and it should be comfortable in the world. Miyad nishba haruach v'nispazru ha'ovim, immediately the wind acted appropriately, the clouds were dispersed, v'zarcha hachama, and the sun came out, v'yatzu ha'am l'sada, and the people went out to the field, and they already saw the sprouting forth of the first vegetation. So this was Choni Hamagol's creative solution, that out of tremendous thanks and acknowledging that it's our weakness that we can't handle too much good, he was able to ask for the rain to stop. There's a fascinating addition over here. Shimon ben Shatach, in the Mishnah, he simply said that I find your behavior a bit objectionable. that you ask for whatever you want in front of Hashem. It sounds like a little bit of chutzpah. Rashi over here uses the word hitiach, that he throws his words towards heaven and he gets answered. But Shimon ben Shatach adds something over here, is quoted in our Gemara, that he compares what would be if you were in the times of Eliyahu. Eliyahu declared that he's not going to allow rain. And imagine if Choni HaMagel would have been in that generation, you would have forced Hashem either to contradict this commitment to Eliyahu or to contradict the commitment to you, to answer you. That's how strong you are, that you want rain for Klal Yisrael and you're able to get it. Let's continue with the third episode that's recorded, the third installment here, about Choni HaMagel. I'm counting up from the bottom about 20 lines, and towards the beginning of the line, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Yom of Shoso Tzadik, all the days of that Tzadik, referring to Choni HaMagel, Hayom Etzdar al Mikra Zeh, he was wondering, he was pained, he was concerned about this pasuk. The pasuk says, Shir HaMalos, B'Shuvah Hashem HaShiva Sion Oyinu Kecholmim. When Hashem returned the people to Tzion, we were like dreamers. This is referring to the 70-year exile that followed the first Beis HaMikdash. And when we returned, we were like dreamers. That means that you have somebody who looks back at his life and says there were 70 years of dream, and now is the real time that's starting. Omar, so Choni said, Mi'ika denayim shivim shnin bechelma. Is it possible to have such an existence where 70 years are dreamlike years, but you really have the sense that the reality is yet to come? The expression might be to live in someone else's world. 70 years is the description of a person's life. David HaMelech describes it, 70 or 80 years. David himself lived for 70 years. 70 years is like a generation. The expression of living beyond the 70 years means you're living with a clarity of the future. Could such a thing be? Yom Achad, one day, Hava'oza Ba'urchi was going on the way, Chazi Elahu Gavra, he saw a certain person, Davanota Charufo, he was planting a carob tree, Amalei, Hayat Kama Shinin Toyin, how long does it take to bear fruit, Amalei at Shivin Shinin, it takes 70 years, Amalei says to him, Choni asks the farmer, Pshita Lach Techaya Shivin Shinin, it's so short to you that you're going to live for 70 years that you're planting a tree that you won't have benefit from until 70 years, Amalei, and the farmer answered, Hai Gavra Amma Becharuva Ashkachte. When I came to this world, I found carob trees. Kecha Deshasli Liavasi, my father's planted for me. Shasli Nami Livroi, so I'm planting for my children. Which was a glimpse into living in someone else's world, where you plant something for the future. Yosef Kakorach Rifta. So Choni sat down and he was going to eat his food. Asa leshinsa, and a sleep came upon him. Ahadra lemishnusei ichse me'eina v'nim shivin shenin. And Rashi describes how also sevivosav shein hasela, the rock came around him and encased him like in a cave. And he slept for 70 years. Apparently, Hashem listened to his concern and wanted to show him what it's like to live in someone else's generation. Kikom, when he got up, Chazi Elahu Gavra Davakom Alakit Minayu, he saw somebody picking fruit from the carob tree. Amalei Atu Deshas Salte, are you the one who planted it? Amalei Barbareyano, no, I'm the grandson. Amalei, so Choni said, Shema Mina, denai mi shivin shenin. I must have slept 70 years, just like the pasuk described, and I always wondered about what it's like. He saw that the chamor, the donkey, had given birth to many. There were already many, like a herd. And when he came home, the son of Choni Amagol said, he asked, is the son of Choni Amagol around? They told him, no, the son's not around anymore. Barbere Isa, but we have the grandson over here. So he asked as if he was a foreigner, can I find the family of Choni? Amaluhu, he said, Ana Choni Amagol. I'm the one. I'm Choni Amagol. Lohem nu, they didn't believe him. Ozel of Esmedrish, he came to the Beis Medrash, to the study hall, Shaminu l'Rabbanu deka Amri, and he heard them saying, Nehirin Shemaitin kivishne Choni Hamagol. Things now are as clear as they were in the times of Choni. Dechi hava ayol of Esmedrisha, because when he came into the Beis Medrash, kol kushya dehava l'Rabbanu hava mafrik luhu, he would answer everything. Amaluhu, so Choni said, Anoniu. I'm Choni Amagol, you know. Lohem nuhu, they didn't believe him. Velo avdi le yikra kedemi boile, and they didn't do honor to him like he needed. And the Mefarshim say, as we'll see in 1 second, that this yikra doesn't mean that he needed to be seated prominently. It's talking that they didn't have expectations of him. If they asked him a question and he answered great, they would say, wow, nice, this newcomer, he's pretty good. But they didn't understand that he was Choni Amagol, this great person, that they should have those expectations of him, that this is normal and to be expected of him. So he couldn't grow in his greatness because they didn't appreciate him. Cholosh Daiti, he felt badly. He didn't have a future in this generation. Bo'irachmi Umis, he davened that he was experiencing longevity, but it wasn't helping him. And he died. Amar Rava. Rava said, that's the expression, O Chavrusa, O Mesusa, either Chaverim, friends, colleagues, O Mesusa, or I might as well die. It's interesting, this is also an example of Rov Tova. We normally don't ask for a person to die. A person is alive and well, he's healthy. What's going on? It's an example of Rov Tova, similar in a certain way to the abundant rain. But again, what we see over here is that the Yikra, the honor that he was missing, is described by an expression, O Chavrusa. It doesn't say he needs slaves, he needs students. He needed Chavrusas, he needed Chaverim, friends, colleagues, from whom he could grow as a result of interaction with them. And he wasn't getting that. He was being considered a newcomer, a foreigner, and he was not able to experience what life is all about, a sense of growth. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.